Calling all sports fans, there's only one place to go to get all your sports news, information, radio shows, sports talk, anything that you want to do, that's RFSN, the Real Fan Sports Network. Log on to realfansportsnetwork.com to hear shows from across the country. And of course, make sure you can hear this show on the Real Fan Sports Network. Go to TuneIn Radio on the TuneIn Radio app and search for RFSN to get sports talk 24/7 from a fan's perspective. That's the Real Fan Sports Network. Real Fan Sports Network.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of The Late Shift. My name is Rodney Fisher, here joined by Royce Fisher again. NBA courtside again for another playoff game. This time it was game four for the Mavericks and the Spurs. And the Spurs win tonight 93-89 over the Mavericks. And they had the Mavericks down by as much as 20. The Mavericks battled back in the fourth quarter, were unable to hold the lead. And now the Spurs tie the series up 2-2. Royce, let me get your initial thoughts on what you saw tonight in the game.
Well, I thought the Mavericks, both teams came out a little bit flat, but the Mavericks ended up winning the first quarter 23-18. But it kind of took a turn in the second half. The Mavericks couldn't keep up with the intensity of the Spurs, but, you know, still was a close game, could have went either way.
And you're right, it came out in the first half, was very, very close. That third quarter is really when the San Antonio Spurs exploded, taking that big lead. And, of course, in the fourth quarter, they were able to battle back and get things going. And it was a good game tonight for some of the role players for both teams. You saw Boris Diaw have a big game. You also saw DeJuan Blair for the Mavericks have a big game. What did you think about the play of the role players tonight?
Well, I thought San Antonio role players finally stepped up the last three games. They were kind of in the background. They did step up tonight. They had two guys in double figures on that second unit. Dallas had only one guy, DeJuan Blair, and he played a great game tonight. His hustle play tonight, he ended up getting ejected. But I think his hustle play and his, you know, gave the Dallas a big lift, and also the crowd, too.
You know, with DeJuan Blair, it's interesting that you bring him up because I thought he played very, very well in getting the Mavericks the lead. He was a high-energy guy. He was very, very pesky inside, making points. He ended up with 12 points tonight for the Mavericks. But I also thought he actually cost them the game as well, too. That technical foul that he had at the end of the fourth quarter when he kicked Tiago Splitter, I thought, you know, giving Tiago those shots, putting them ahead, that's really the go-ahead point right there. But they were never able to come back from that since then.
No, but also it was an emotional lift for the team. I didn't think that it was a technical foul. They went back and looked at it, and they said it was, but, you know, of course now my opinion doesn't matter. But my biggest concern with Dallas getting beat up in the paint. They almost lost, and you know, it was 46 for the Spurs and 28 for Dallas. That's not good when you give up that many points in the paint. And also, second chance points. The Mavericks, you know, they weren't very good on the board tonight. They didn't defend well, and Coach Carlisle talked about the biggest issue coming in the next game will be the defense.
Well, you mentioned Coach Carlisle, so let's go straight inside the press conference to hear the Coach Carlisle, his comments after the Mavericks lost tonight.
Energy, a lot of force, he gave us a physical presence. And then, you know, I only saw one view of it, and it's a distorted view on the coach's feed, so I didn't see exactly what happened. But Scott Foster is one of the best officials. If he said that there was a technical foul there, an injection, then there probably was. I mean, they looked at it on the film, too. So, you know, we got to avoid plays like that after the whistle. I mean, and DeJuan's a smart player. I mean, that's just an emotional reaction to something, and those are the kinds of things you just got to avoid.
We've asked this, it seems like, after almost every game, but again, Dirk tonight, not a very good offensive performance for him. Why can't he get going?
Hey, let's quit talking about missed shots. Let's talk about guys getting up and getting into people the way we did the second half. Because, you know, we were missing shots in the first half because we weren't defending. This is a long series. The shot making is going to even out, you know. Trust me when I say that. In my 30th year in this league, I can tell you that for a fact. But what doesn't work is showing up and laying an egg the way we did in the first half. And, hey, the majority of it's on me because I have these guys ready to go.
Ricky, good.
All right, guys, that was Coach Carlisle talking a little bit about the Mavericks' loss tonight. Let's go to the other side and Greg Popovich to talk about his team, where they were able to battle back and hold on to that lead and get the win tonight.
A different Greg tonight. He was a little bit happier. He was more adamant. He thought his guys stepped up and did what they should have done in the last game.
You know, he and Timmy aren't going to score 28 and 30 a game like they used to, probably. You can't expect those two guys to be doing that every night at this point in their careers. And they're both getting some good stuff done. You know, they're both playing well. But I don't think that he stopped Dirk by any means. I mean, he made a lot of shots. I don't know how many total points he got, but he scored well. I mean, he hurt us, so I don't think we stopped him at all.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Late Shift. I mentioned we also talked to Danny Green as well. Real quickly, here's what Danny Green had to say. Here with Danny Green, can you talk a little bit about you guys being able to hold that lead late in the fourth quarter to get the win?
You know, we got a good lead at half. Third quarter, we came out a little flat. They made a run. But, you know, we were able to sustain it. And, you know, luckily it worked out for us.
All right, and welcome back, everyone, to the Late Shift. You know, Royce, a lot's been said about Dirk in this series. Coming into this game, he only averaged 15 points a game in the series. Tonight for Dirk, he had 19 points, 7 rebounds, 7 for 19 shooting. What did you think about his performance tonight?
Well, seeing that they were all over Dirk tonight, he did it best he could. I'm still waiting on him to have a breakout game. But, you know, I think San Antonio's key is not to let Dirk get off. And they did a very good job of keeping him below his average. And I expect Dirk to come out next game and be a little more aggressive.
Well, let's listen to what Dirk had to say about tonight's game.
Dirk, Ben, I mean, just pick your poison. Any way to stop that?
Well, yeah, I mean, they got a lot of guys. Last game was Tony getting loose a little bit on those pick and rolls, making some shots. And today it was Manu, but I thought most of his points came in the first half, I got to admit. Second half, I thought we did a better job. We kept him away from the rim a little better. We just had a bad second quarter, and he was very good there. He got the rim a couple times, and when we stopped him, he had a couple drop-off passes for some easy layups. But I thought in the second half, we actually did a decent job on him. He had a couple free throws, I remember, but... You know, they just got a lot of guys and spread it around.
Dirk, Tim, and Mono said that Game 5 is must-win for them. Are you guys approaching it that way, too?
Yeah, I mean, we got to play a little harder again in the first half. I thought we set the tone pretty good in the first few minutes. And usually, when we come out of the gate pretty good, I like our chances for the rest of the game because it just, you know, it puts us automatically into the game and into our aggressive mindset. But for some reason, they completely turned that around on us after the first couple minutes. And like I said, we were on our heels for the rest of the half. So, got to have a little better first half. You don't ever want to be down 18, 16, or 18 to a tough team on the road, so we want to make sure to stay in striking distance.
Dirk,
welcome back, everyone. That was Dirk Nowitzki in the press conference talking about his game tonight. For the Spurs tonight, you had Manu Ginobili, another big game in this series, 23 points tonight, and also Tim Duncan with 14 points. He talked as well, too. What did you think about what Tim had to say after the game today?
I thought Tim said it summed it up very well. It was a game that they had to win. And they came out and did exactly what they needed to do to get the win tonight.
Let's go to Tim Duncan live in the press conference for post game from Game 4.
Late first quarter, early second, kind of changing the momentum of the early part.
The Forest changed the entire game. They were the guys that stepped up and made plays along with Patty. Of course, but those guys that changed the game and kept us from blowing a big lead and giving that game away. Those guys stepped up, made shots, made plays, and but defensively we were better than we were in the first three games. Some good adjustments, some great effort from a lot of guys. Still something we can clean up. We're still very good on the offensive glass, and we still turn the ball over a little too much.
Did you think the DeJuan Blair hospital act ejection affected the momentum of the game?
It did a bit. I don't think it decided the game, but definitely changed the momentum of the game.
And welcome back, everyone. Another edition of Here at the Late Shift. You know, this whole series, Royce, has been back and forth, a lot more competitive than we thought it was going to be. Now we're 2-2 tied in the series. We're going to go ahead to San Antonio on Wednesday night. What are you expecting for this Mavericks team or the Spurs team to do in Game 5?
Well, I expect the Spurs to come out a little bit different than they did the last two games here in Dallas. They'd be in front of the home crowd, and we know how loud and the home crowd can be so important in such a playoff game. But I think Dallas has to show up their defense a little bit better. They did win a game in San Antonio, then they can win in San Antonio. And it's going to almost be a must-win game for either team.
You know, I expect for both teams to come out in a must-win attitude because that's how they have to feel, especially with a series tied the way it is. You know, the Mavericks have played very, very well in San Antonio. I think they'll come out very well. But the Spurs have got a lot of momentum after winning this game. Their fans will be behind them as well. It should be a really, really tough game. It's going to be a coin toss for me to see who's going to win that game.
Absolutely. And, you know, the series starts all over again. It's tied 2-2, so nobody has an advantage. It's just like starting the first game all over again.
Well, we'll see you guys here on Wednesday. Thank you again for tuning in and listening. Make sure you download our podcast on iTunes. Also go to our website, realfansportsnetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at RF Sports Radio. For myself, Rodney Fisher, and Royce Fisher, thank you guys for listening to The Late Shift, and we'll see you guys Wednesday night from Game 5.